It's 9 minutes past 11. It's Malcolm Boyd. And so we've been covering on the show this week the Consumer Electronics Exhibition in Las Vegas. This is basically the Tomorrow's World event of its day in America. Tomorrow's World. Did he mention Tomorrow's World? Yes. Well, where's the theme then? Oh, it's here. Everything at my fingertips. Don't. That's fingertips, not tips. Don't you worry. It's all here. So what's this show about? It's about some of the new, exciting gadgets that could take the world by storm. Do you remember the other day we spoke about the cuddly toy that nibbles the end of your finger to stop you feeling stressed? That's there. What about the car yesterday that can change colour at the click of a button and has a cinema in the back? That's there as well. Well, we needed to round up the end of the week and some more of the gadgets from Vegas, and we have just the man. He's Fevzi. Fevzi Turkalp, our gadget detective. And he's here now, Fevzi. Good morning.
Good morning to you, kind sir.
Happy New Year. How lovely to be speaking to you again. Well, we've spotted some belters from Vegas this week, have you?
Yes. Well, yeah, that BMW with the colour changing is quite remarkable. You talked about that. So you know it's the same technology. It's called e-ink technology, which is the same as you get on an e-book reader. So, you know how it works. There's all these little tiny little balls are black on one side and white on the other, and then they just flip them electronically, which is why you only get black or white. But you can't. It's not just that you can have a completely white car or a completely black car at the flick of a switch, but you can have designs. You could have a speedometer display on the outside of your car, which you may not want for obvious reasons, but just imagine you could just punch up 50, 60, 70 miles an hour as you increase speed. Or on a hot day, your black car becomes white and it becomes less of an oven.
Is that something we're going to see, or is it just a little bit of a gimmick, though, do you think, Fevzi?
Well, at the moment, I'm not sure that's legal to have a car that can change its own colour, because you have to describe it as being of a particular colour, you know, for legal documents. So not sure, they might need to change the law. But yes, absolutely. And I think also, if you think about this idea of having surfaces that would once have been painted as being screens that can wrap around surfaces, just imagine your whole house, all the walls in your house being coated in this sort of material.
Oh, yeah.
You wouldn't have to have a television set. Let's say you could have colour. You could just say, okay, TV is there, just draw it with your finger and on comes the television. Clock on the wall is there. View of Niagara out the window is there. Oh, and the pattern of the wallpaper can change every 10 minutes if that's what you really want.
So you've never had to decorate again?
No, isn't it wonderful? And the resolution of these things, I mean, we're not there yet, right? So this e-ink is kind of primitive technology, except no one's stuck it on a car before, but in the future, when you see how slim screens are becoming, they're like pictures being hung on walls.
Yeah,
it's not such a leap of the imagination to say that, you know, they would drop in price enough to have a coating on the wall. And then just think, you could literally draw the television wherever you wanted, and then you could get rid of it when you didn't want it there. And you could just have a view out the window, and the resolution of this fake window would be such that your eye couldn't tell the difference between that and reality.
Oh, this is beautiful. We do like the nibbling cuddly toy, the cuddly toy that nibbles your finger to alleviate stress.
Yes, not sure why that would alleviate stress. I think the toy would get a smack, most likely. But you'll only be able to do that for a while before AI gets rights. We won't call them human rights, but they will have rights. You know that. Effectively, we're building a slave race, and it won't be that long before the slaves demand rights. So there we are.
Okay. There's something to think about.
Yeah. So some other nice things. Anker, which is a brand that's probably better known for its rechargeable battery packs and cables and things, but actually has a range of projectors known as Nebula projectors. They've had an existing range of them, but they launched one, or at least showed one off, called the Anker Nebula Cosmos Laser 4K Projector. The key part of that is the 4K bit. This is their first true 4K projector. So it will project a picture of 4K, true 4K resolution on your wall, on the side of your building, on your garage. You can socially distance and have your friends around still and project it on your neighbour's house or whatever. And it will project an image of up to 150 inches, which is a diagonal of 12 and a half feet for a screen, which is humongous. That's like two fully grown adult males, you know, head to foot on the diagonal. It's huge. And that would be much, much more expensive to buy as a 4K television set, even if you could buy one that was that size. And it would be hugely heavy and not very portable. And this thing, you can just set it up wherever you want.
Crumbs.
Yeah, I love that.
I mean, things are progressing so fast. But again, I have to ask you, will we ever see them? Because in tomorrow's world, you know, we used to think, blimey, that's going to be great when it comes out, and it never came out. How often do things from this show come out and we use them?
Well, the Anchor one's coming out. It's got a price, $2,199 US on it.
Oh, I don't think I'll bother.
Oh, but you know what? Bargain compared to a TV of anything like that size.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so actually, you know, as long as you don't need to watch it in very bright light, you know, during the day with the curtains open and the sunlight shining through, a projector would struggle. But if you are looking for a sort of cinematic type thing, maybe a bit of home cinema, you know, dim the lights a little bit. It doesn't have to be darkness, but just dim them a little bit. You actually can have an excellent picture. And the nice thing about it is it's got a pair of 30-watt speakers built into it, and it's got the gubbins of an Android device in it. It's got something called Android TV, which is very similar to the Android inside a smartphone or tablet. And what that means is that with a conventional projector, you either have to connect up a source, you know, like plug in a Blu-ray player, or you have to cast to it. That's to say, wirelessly project to it from a mobile phone or tablet. This one you don't have to, because all of that is built in. All it needs is Wi-Fi. If it can connect to Wi-Fi, then it can run literally hundreds of streaming services. So you can have, you know, BBC iPlayer, Netflix, Disney Plus, you know, anything you want can be on there, and you don't have to. And you can put all your favorite movies and stuff. It's got memory in it, so I really like that. I would be seriously tempted with that. And Anchor do bring things to market. They've also got one thing that I quite like, which is more affordable. It's called the AnchorWork B600 Video Bar. It's a webcam for your computer, but it's got a light bar going across it, a horizontal light bar, so it lights up you know, your face properly. It's got integrated speakers and a 2K sensor built into it, and that's about, I think this price on it's about $220. And the other nice thing it does, it's got variable field of view. So if it's just you in front of the webcam, it can keep a tight crop. But as more people join you, let's say it's a family gathering and you're sort of webcasting to your long-lost relative in Australia, who's not in a detention hotel, then what you would do with that is you could just have a really wide screen field of view, and everyone can be included in it. And it adjusts itself. It uses intelligence to work out what's in the picture and how wide the frame needs to be. So I kind of like that. There's also improvements in conventional technology. So we've got, at the moment, we've got LCD screens, and then we've got OLED screens. And OLED have got some real advantages in that they've got what's called a high dynamic range. So the blacks are really black and the whites are really white. So when you see, you know, when you see those scenes where there's a lot of shadow and darkness, and you can't really, on most tellys, you can't really work out what's going on. You know, Escape from Colditz, it could be anyone escaping at that point. You know, you just can't work out who it is. So OLED has that benefit, but the screen is not very bright itself. And it suffers from burn-in problems. LED screens, on the other hand, are much brighter and can be viewed off at different angles, but don't have the same dynamic range. So Samsung have come up with something called QD-OLED, which stands for Quantum Dot Organic Light Emitting Diode. So it's got the best of both worlds in it, essentially. LG have got similar technology out as well. So we'll see our televisions improve. More 4K televisions. Most TVs being sold now are 4K, and 8K is becoming more affordable as well.
Brilliant stuff. Fevzi, thank you very much indeed. A real glimpse into tomorrow's world via Las Vegas. Oh, and a footnote to that story in the papers today. Virtual reality glasses for cows. Yeah, you stick these glasses on your cows and it makes them feel as if they're under the sun in a field all winter. Blimey. Whatever next?